on one part, we have James O'Keefe pretty much outing Project Veritas outing CNN for the reality TV garbage that it is. And it's actually kind of hysterical because CNN leaks audio all the time. Most recently was the Melania Trump, Mrs. Trump's audio, where she was talking about Christmas decorations. Yeah, that wasn't a problem. But CNN has this I almost would say like a little man complex, because as soon as James O'Keefe did it, we're going to call the police on you because you're a jerk. We don't like you. Kind of like how people reacted to me playing George Strait Christmas carols or Christmas song. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And also, we have this article from the College Fix where these are Christian colleges, right? And I'll throw myself out there, folks. I got my teaching. I went to teaching school at Providence College. And Rick Pitino built a beautiful chapel on the campus of Providence College. It is a thing of beauty there. But just like any of the Big East Catholic schools, they're really only Catholic in name only. And these Catholic and Christian universities have bent over backwards and twisted themselves into knots to try and appease the LGBT MAP mafia. Oh, inclusion and diversity and la 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 la. Yeah, well, guess what? The LGBT MAP mafia wants to press the devout Catholic Joe Biden, which, by the way, none of this will really ever work because Trump's not going to be in office. Biden's not going to be in office. I still believe that until Trump says he's quitting, I won't accept Biden anyway. I've said it before. I won't accept Biden anyway. However, if they install him, which I don't think they will, I still think Trump's got a very good chance. Very good chance of retaining the presidency. But their plan, it's a very good plan. Their plan for whoever would be, you know, whether it's Sir Joseph of Valium, Prince Valium, Joseph Biden, where he lost his mask, by the way, at a meeting. The guy who wants to put a mask mandate out lost his mask at a meeting, which was hysterical. It'll be him or Kamala Harris or whoever. And so they're going to come after these Christian schools. And the point I'm making here is, just like with the conservative ink media, who is doing everything within their power, whatever they can do to try and join forces, link arms with the legacy industrial media complex, saying, oh, Trump bad, Trump give up, Biden good, Biden transfer power, yay, let's go. They're going to hate you too, man. They're going to hate you too. So these Christian schools, what did you get with hiring these social justice wackos? What did you get by appeasing the mob? That's right, nothing. You didn't get a daggone thing. And the problem is, and the issue is, these people don't see it. These people don't see it. That you can try to you can try to appease the LGBT MAP mafia, the social justice wackos, eventually they'll come for your head. We have breaking news here, and we're going to talk about the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who is doubling down. He says, this is from Cal Griffin of MSNBC. He says, looks like Vice President Biden will be carrying Georgia, and he is our president-elect. Well, you better hope that he is. Does Brad Ratzenberger, because he's got one of those names that you can't say without sounding upset. He is all in with the installation of Sleepy Creepy Joe. You better hope. Whatever God you pray to, George Ratzenberger, that Trump doesn't somehow get back in office, which I still think he will. Because when he does, he is going to put even if he doesn't, he's going to put everything behind him to get you booted out of office. It's amazing. But these people are doubling down. So let's move to the next thing. Team Trump. What is Team Trump doing? Well, His Honor, America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, will be appearing in Michigan at 6 tonight. From what I've read, it looks like it's going to be at the Senate Oversight area, right? The Senate Oversight Committee room, chambers. So that's happening today. Sean Parnell, this is not Team Trump, but this is election 2020 stuff. Sean Parnell, who is a part of that Act 77 lawsuit in Pennsylvania, filed with the SCOTUS last night to have his case heard. So we're waiting on that. Like we just said in Georgia, Brad Ratzenberger is, he's doubling, tripling down. But Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are going to blow this thing wide open, folks. They're going to blow this thing wide open. And I guess it's this idea that Doug Ducey's in Arizona and the Rhinos in Georgia, that if we, because we are politicians and things can't happen to us because we're representatives of the people. Politicians never think anything can happen. Ooh, looks like we have breaking news that according to Justin, my White House crush, Kayleigh McEnany, will be having a White House press briefing at 1 p.m. Eastern, which means she'll be having it at noon, which means we will be carrying it. which probably doesn't help me defend when Justin makes these erroneous accusations against me. But anyway, we're going to be carrying the White House press briefing at 1 p.m. Eastern will be noon Central from from the White House press secretary. Also, this is what... all right. Let's read this, because this is breaking in real time. This is from MSNBC, and the election, the Georgia election official, Gabe Sterling. This is the guy Mike and I was making fun of. He's like Anderson Cooper if he was fat and straight. I don't know what this dude is trying to do. He says, Mr. President, it looks like you likely lost the state of Georgia. Stop inspiring people to commit potential acts of violence. Someone's going to get hurt. And that's not right. Shut up, dude. You're tempting. When this whole thing breaks Trump's way, does this guy in Georgia, this election official, Gabe Sterling, has he never heard of Mueller? Has he never heard of Sniffy Schiffler? Does this guy want to get Donost out of existence? Because this is how you get Donost snapped. Mr. President, you lost the state of Georgia, and then Lynn Wood's going to blow this thing open. And absolutely, and a lot of dudes are going to be in a lot of trouble. And this is how you know they feel the walls closing in, because they make these prideful declarations. You likely lost, as if that's going to stop Trump from pursuing this outcome. Because the state election official, said he lost. Oh, well, since you said it, I guess we'll just stop. These people don't realize that it's already happening. And if it's not Trump, and Trump's not even active, I think, in Georgia. I haven't seen him or Team Trump talk about having a lawsuit. It's funny that this guy, this election official, is flapping his gums like a 12-year-old boy at recess when there's a Senate committee, there's a Georgia Senate hearing tomorrow. Of course, we saw this week on Monday that even during a hearing, a fact-finding mission, an exposing event, meaning we're trying to get this information out there, not another kind of exposing event, you dirty, dirty people thinking about that. That even during something like that where evidence is being shown that in Maricopa County, the only county that really matters in Arizona, love the state of Arizona, by the way, love Flagstaff, and Williams, Arizona. If you're ever driving through Arizona, go to Williams, Arizona. Beautiful place. It's beautiful, beautiful little town. And you could jump on the train to the Grand Canyon. But in Maricopa County was the only county in Arizona that used Dominion software and Dominion voting machines and was serviced by Dominion technicians. But yet Doug Ducey's going to sign his piece of paper with his fancy pen and says, oh, most secure election in history. Okay. So we see that. What is going to happen? So that's why it's very strange that this Georgia election official is going to flap his gums, because you don't know what's going to be presented tomorrow during the Senate hearing on election integrity in Georgia. But they're trying again and again. Just accept it. Just accept it. Well, looks like you lost, Trump. Looks like you lost. Stop it. Stop being mean. Stop being mean, even though we have stories and accounts from poll workers and poll watchers and people who were participating in the election in Michigan and Wisconsin and Arizona who felt threatened because they were just trying to uphold the law. Where's the Georgia election official there? Where's any election official there? Right? And so it just asks, why are you so determined to hit your wagon to something that can be proven? And you got Sidney Powell and Lynn Woods going after him in Georgia.